Hello, Wasambazaji. Welcome to Sambaza Podcast, the show with the most riveting topics and conversations. I'm your host, Sambaza. Stay with us till the end for funny bloopers and rapid-fire questions. Don't forget to click and subscribe, as you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok as Sambaza Podcast. Did I mention that we are on Apple, Google, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast? With that said, Wasambazaji, let's get this show started. Here we go. Welcome back to the Sambaza Podcast Show. This is part two of the episode. Hope you enjoy.
You know, one day, I'm thinking about getting you all just to sit and then just talk about sneakers and then do a podcast about sneakers, because a lot of people don't really know about sneakers like the way you're talking about it.
Are y'all about to make me, hold on, let me get my dog, walk my dog. Y'all about to make me go upstairs and take a picture of my sneaker wall.
So I got this one dude that came in, and he has his Jordans, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have seen them. They got, it's on my TikTok. He got what's the thing called? A fanny pack at the back.
The new ones are just the gold ones. Them shits are so, well, they have multiple fanny pack, but like, are the ones you're talking about, they gold?
The Travis Texas?
No, you're talking about the ones. You know the ones how they put the little bag on the back of them? They have like the black.
Yeah, and then on the side it has a pouch.
Yeah, yeah. What color are the ones you're talking about?
Let me see.
Cause they literally just dropped like a gold pair. They're each of their own, but I hate them. They're ones though.
Let's see. I'm going to my. They're white.
I'm trying to think what they're called. I know what you're talking about.
They're white and blue. Yeah.
Utilities. Jordan 1 Utilities. That's what they're called.
So, okay.
Like, if we're talking about the same thing, where it's like a strap that attaches it to the back of the shoe, like below the heel, is like equal with the ankle, and then there's like a patch over with the actual Nike check, right?
Right.
Yeah. Or a patch, yeah. A pouch, I meant to say. Yeah, there's like a pouch on both sides. I hate.
Yeah, we were like, wow.
They're called the Jordan 1 Utilities. I don't know what you put in those pouches. I don't know what they're for. I'm not sure who thought that was like the idea to do. I'm not for it personally, but to each his own.
Yeah, we went like, wow.
Yeah, I don't know who designs these different shoes, but like just by the name of it, I feel like it was one of those things where like the fanny pack came back into quote unquote fashion or whatever. Mm. So why not, like, if I'm a shoe company, why not incorporate like this new fashion thing into my shoe somehow? Like, say,
I have several reasons why not,
yeah, me too. But I mean, I can only imagine.
But I feel you though.
Like, even if it's not made to be utilitarian,
ain't nobody realizing they just biting off of kangaroos from back in the day.
What you mean? Yeah, I never wore roos. I don't know if I got close to it.
I'm like, I don't remember kangaroos.
I remember. I never got close enough to prepare them to ever know that they actually had pouches.
Right.
I told you I collected all sneakers when I was a kid, and that was what was out when I was a kid.
I remember them. I just never wore them and never got close to them.
I've never seen them myself. Like, I remember them being a thing, and I remember hearing people mention the pouch, but I've never personally seen them. So, in my mind, I never even like thought to put that together.
That's what made me.
It's funny because he sound like a caveman talking. He sound like a caveman talking about the dinosaurs. Like, I've heard of them, but I've never.
What is this thing called fat laces?
But that's one thing I miss, like, about my, well, that's my childhood, more in my teen years, like the early 90s specifically, like all of these different types of shoes that everybody wore, and they were all quote unquote like cool. So it's like some folks wore Tree Torn, some had K-Swiss, some had Elise, some had K-Swiss. You know, the Felas with the thick sole and the fat strap, some had
Payless,
some had the, you know, the Cortezes, and like all these different types of shoes that everybody wore based on whatever their style was. And then, you know, And then you had like your, you know, you had your Nikes, Adidas. I had a pair of Avias that I saw in East Bay that I wanted to get for like 2.5 years. And I finally got them from my, you know, during my senior year of high school. But like just knowing all these different types of shoes that we all used to rock. And I'm sure there's still a wide variety, but it still seems like so much of the shoe space is now one or two brands.
Hearing you say that made me remember the one thing that I can say that I'm thankful for, because I could never get the shoes that I wanted. I was never able to get those Latrell Sprewells with the spinners on the side of them. So I can, like looking back,
looking out for you.
I wanted those so bad when I was in high school. I'm so glad that my parents never bought me anything, because, you know, I don't have to look at like my future wife or anything, but like, hey baby, something you need to know. Back in 20,
like, but this was before, I met you. Now this is before I met you, but I gotta let you know that
yeah, it might be a picture might surface of me, and you might see me wearing shoes with spinners on the side of them. It was
a different time. But like, you know, coming up, especially
there was my experimental years. I was in college. Don't judge.
But coming up, especially with some of the shared experiences me and Crate have, your sneakers and hip hop went hand in hand. Like your crew you rep, it depended on the sneaker brand that you wore. And then they got to being where, you know, you got crazy brands after Run DMC doing stuff. Does anybody remember Lacoste Sportif? That used to be a thing in Philly.
You said Lacoste with the alligator?
Oh, it had a chicken on it, wasn't it?
Okay, we talk about something different then.
It was Lacoste Sportif. And you had Troop, and you had a whole bunch of these other brands. Y'all, excuse me, my dog is going crazy.
I remember Troop. The other brand, I'm confusing with something else. I remember one had like an alligator.
You had BKs, you had, and then you had the shell toes, of course, and the ones, but a lot of that, you know, and how you wore your sneakers, depending on how you rock, like the New York Cats with the shell toes, and not only did you have the shell toes, you had the shell toes with the matching laces, and then the laces, you put the little crisscrosses in to match your outfit with the Kangol hat and the glasses. It was a whole thing where, now, I don't know if you don't have, like Craig was saying, it feels like it's limited. Like it's only certain it brands. You can't get these off brands. Like BK, British Knights wouldn't have been a thing in today's time like it was back when we was kids.
But in the same breath, I can say that the space has opened up a bit, because even though I know Vans, well, I won't say I know, but I believe Vans were out. But unless you were in certain spaces, like I wasn't seeing Vans in the city. You know, I wasn't seeing nobody wearing Vans until... You know,
I mean, where I grew up, I'm over in the East Coast. I'm on the beach. It's a large skateboard community here. So that's what it was. When we was kids and you was black, you didn't rock Vans. That's what the white boys run. They wore those and 17th Street skate shop shirts and stuff like that. But now I'm glad to see that. And I'm also glad to see more of these little young black kids actually skating. Because there was a stigma back in the day when I was coming up if a black dude wanted to try to skate or do something different like that.
Yeah, I like those a lot. Like, I haven't.
Is it ASICS, like ASICS?
No, ethics, like ethical, like ETHICS.
Okay, gotcha.
Langston Galloway, it's his shoe company. You know, instead of getting like PEs through Nikes or, you know, signing, he just decided to make his own shoe. But they look quality. I haven't had a pair myself. I want to get around to copping a pair or two and seeing what they like for myself. But they look like they're really, you know, made with a lot of attention and love, and just like quality materials. So I've been, you know, when people mention it's only Adidas and Nike out here in Jordan, I'm like, all right, they look into ethics. They seem to be like, they make good shit. They just got to get known.
So, question. How many pairs do y'all have? And what's the most expensive you've paid for and the cheapest you've paid for?
I don't have a whole lot of pair, but I have like 60 or 70 pair of shoes.
Oh. And the most expensive you put in on a shoe?
I mean, I overpaid for a pair of shoes. I bought some Quantums for like $460 because I really wanted them.
Okay.
Cheap. I mean, I got shoes that were gifts to me. That would be the cheapest, I guess.
Hey, man, I purged right after COVID. Got rid of some shoes, gave away some shoes. So I got about 60 pairs. And I don't pay resale. I refuse to pay resale. But I do have a couple of shoes on the resale market that's worth a couple grand. But, like, I ain't never going to resell them because I bought them because I want to wear them.
But there is a pair of shoes that I'm going to buy at some point in time. I'm going to pay $1,000. I've set in my mind I'm paying $1,000 and nothing more. That's the price, and I'm just waiting for someone to meet me at the price. I've gotten as close to someone offering $1,050, but I'm firm. I've gave myself the rule at $1,000. No matter what's going on in my life, pull the money. If it's credit, take out a loan. Pull the trigger. Get them at. There's these Jordan 5s. They call them Doenbecker Jordan 5s. Doenbecker is a children's hospital, and basically what they do is, the long and the short is, they have like a contest with the kids at the hospital and let them design a bunch of shoes, and every year they select a few of the shoes that the kids design, and then like they pay the hospital like money, you know, towards like the doctors working there and getting new equipment and shit like that, and then they put the kids' shoes into production or whatnot. And there's this pair some years back by a young man named Isaac Arzate. He
are they the Superman ones? Or those are the fours.
No. These are fives. They're the ones that have the poem here. I'll PTR them. They're black, but let me find. I know I got a picture on my phone or something.
Yeah, Doenbecker's. I got a pair of the sixes, the blue and red sixes. Because the dude had a heart transplant.
And so, so this unfortunately, this kid, he passed away. excuse me. His shoes had already been entered. He passed away. But on the shoes, the shoes themselves are all black. All right. So, he had a heart attack after practice. And it was like his, if I'm not mistaken, it was his second heart attack. The shoes themselves, they have like, you can see in holographic, or I don't know what you would call it, but yeah, holographically, they have his. He wrote a poem the day before he died, a poem that was meant for his teammates, and so Nike, they got with his parents, and they took his design and they helped finish it. They had some designers help him finish it, but they also, so under the black light, you can see like. The actual poem is like all over the shoe, and then the soul glows in the dark. I'm a sucker for reflective materials. I'm a sucker for glow in the dark. Wow. I'm a sucker for A sequences, and so they resell in the resale market for somewhere between $1,100 and $1,300. People will ask you for like $1,700, $1,800, but on average, you're looking at like a $1,200 sell. And so I have a hard fast, and every so often I do see someone buys them or sells them for like $900. But no, I haven't been able to get a hold of those. And I have a rule. My rule is that I won't pay more than $1,000 for these. But these are like, if you ask me what shoe that I want of all shoes that have ever existed, of all times, that's the pair that I want.
I'm trying to get a pair of the Jordan 1 Dior's for my birthday.
This man, a fancy man. It's a fancy lad right here.
I want to. Because people are so unattainable, that's why I wore.
Do you care? Whether it's low or highs?
I prefer the highs because I like the highs better.
Okay.
That's just preference, but I'll take whatever I can get. Honestly.
Yeah. All right. What I know that at one point in time they were reselling. They were reselling the lows for like $11,000. What are they? I don't know. The highs. I think was it $15,000. I don't know what do they resell for now? Yeah, I don't dislike them. They're cool, but I just can't. I won't even entertain it because I know how much, you know, they're going to cost. Like I feel like last time I feel like I saw them at retailing. I mean, not retailing, like reselling for like $1,200, $1,500, or $12,000, $15,000. So I won't even entertain that. I mean, even the retail, because they weren't they. I think their retail at release weren't they like they were like $2,500 at release or something like that. No, they were $2,000 release, and the lows were like $18, right?
The highs were $25, and the lows was like the lows were $18, but the highs were $25.
Okay.
And right now they're on StockX for $9,800. Well, what's my
That's a lot. That's down. That's down like 5,000 from when I last looked at them. But yeah,
but my size is 8,400 because I happen to wear 9.5.
Yeah, that's a third. That's a third of a new car.
Yeah,
which is also overpriced.
I guarantee you, I'm not paying that much.
I mean, I do hope you get them though. Like for sure, hope you get them.
You ever get a chance? But the one of the reasons I want them is because they're not just like a stamped like Dior on them. They actually have a whole different quality grade of leather. It's like the hand-built leather.
Sorry.
And yeah, if you ever get a chance to touch them, just touch them and you'll see why. They're definitely worth the money though. It's a whole different quality of materials.
So you would pay the $2,500 for them then if you could.
Basically. I would.
Okay. So I'm just like,
let me borrow $2 then.
Hey, but I ain't got no
problem. If I do get them though, it's gonna be a whole bunch of trading and selling old stuff. And
yeah. I got you. Yeah. What you got that you think you can get for them? You got anything crazy?
You know the Varsity One highs?
Mm.
I got a pair of those.
I won them for about like 3.
I think last time I checked.
Yeah.
But I wear them though, so they wore. I ain't gonna get brand new prices.
Yeah. I feel that.
They numbered though, and I got the bags, and I got all the accessories, and so I don't know. I would at one point because I got a collection of off whites, but I'm not selling them since he died.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm gonna get rid of those.
Hey, yo, man, I was salty about that. Let me rephrase it because that sounds insensitive. Like, yeah, you know, I'm sad that he passed away. But what I'm referring to is the way people reacted afterwards. Because you remember that book? I was planning to buy that book, and it was in my cart on Amazon. And the person I was buying it from, I was like, all right, I'm gonna buy these when I get paid. Because I'm not spending my, you know, I'm not paying off a credit. I'm paying out of the money that I, you know, it's part of my. Financial responsibility is that when I buy my shoes, I don't buy them off credit. Generally speaking, I have to buy them with money that's in my checking account. And I didn't have the money to buy the book. And then he passed away like the day before I got paid. And then everyone bought the book. And then the book went up to like $200 book.
So, and my foot ain't grown since I was in high school. So all the shoes I've had, I keep.
Yeah, my brother, the one I told you I got my I got the South Beaches from. He's like entertaining the thought. He wanted to trade. He got the Galaxy Foamies, so he's been entertaining the thought of trading something for those.
Those are worth something. The very first.
I know they probably what they go for like $1,800 or something like maybe more.
Yeah, we had a pair, so I don't know how they feel.
Back in the day when they were new, I wore them a couple times to the, you know, it was one of those, let me borrow your shoes, we're going out tonight, and I'm like a goof standing next to you. But he's entertaining letting me trade for him, and whatever I trade him is going to be for, like, a lesser value, but he just wants something that he'll actually, like, wear in his everyday life. His wife been yelling at him about his shoes. So he's been like,
damn. Yeah, my favorite pair of fives is the off-white fives. I love them. Yeah, I wear them all the time. And my gray ones are beat. But I wear them all the time.
You talking about the new ones?
The ones with the holes on the side of them?
Yeah.
I got the gray ones and I got the classic version.
Okay. No, yeah, so let me rephrase that. I was asking when I said new ones, you got the sale ones, you got the black ones?
I got both of them.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Because once I got the gray ones first, and they were so comfortable.
The gray ones are the ones that look kind of green on them, right?
They're gray. They're like gray, and they came with like 3 pair of laces. And it's like, remember he says that netting material you were talking about earlier? That when you scratch it, it'll make a noise.
I know that's on, I know that's, so I don't think I know which one you're talking about there. I know that's like, so I know that's on the sale ones and on the black ones. I know that there's another pair of off-white fives, but they were like, and I got to see it. They look kind of like, they look like they were,
not those. I didn't get those. I got the ones that look like the classic fries, and look like almost like they're pissy yellow. If you look at them,
oh, yeah, that's the sale. The sale.
Those, and I got the gray and black
ones. Okay, so I think when I said black, I think we're talking about the same ones.
Yeah. But those, and I rock them with the white laces, I wear them all the time. They feel like a comfortable pair of Chucks.
Yeah. That was an oxymoron. That's great. Yeah.
They do though, because they like, cause you know how fives be all fat in the ankle, they took all that material out, and it's not like they real comfortable. That's, and because it's that scratchy material, and when it wears, it's the food.
As like you know, I know what you're talking about, but hearing you say it out loud, maybe you go, huh? Imagining the five without the ankles, like the fluffy ankles, I just don't know what that would be like, you know?
Possible,
because there's a lot of shoe right there. That's like what's there now. Dude. Is it just empty, or is it like thinner? Is it tapered?
Foam. It's foam.
We talking about, what we talking about comfortable Chucks. I be telling everyone, because like, you know, Chucks is so crazy. I be telling them, yo, that's because y'all be buying them cheap Chucks. You got to get them high 70s. Stop buying a regular Chuck. Get the high 70s. They actually have an insole.
We got now, you know, Nike bought Converse. And so now we got a Chucks outlet right next to the Nike outlet in North.
Yeah, we got Chuck Taylor's store that was like next to the Nike outlet bar where I stayed, but it was already there before the acquisition, so that shit was just like a happy accident, I guess.
Yeah, bro, my two favorite stores are side by side in Norfolk. Nike's right next to the Polo outlet.
Oh yeah, you really showing your age now.
Yeah, that's all.
Everyone fucks with Polo, but for Polo to be your favorite brand, oh yeah, you showing your age for sure.
Yeah, bro, low life for sure. Yeah, man, I don't ever get to have these conversations. I appreciate you coming through.
Yeah, no doubt, bro. We can chop it up another time. I know a couple other sneaker cats on here. We can have some, you know, like-minded conversations in the future.
And I know a couple of the sneaker YouTubers. I know Jay the Sneaker Guy and Skip Goes Hard.
Mm.
You know who Bull RC is?
No, I never heard of that. Who's that? Is that YouTube?
Tony 2GY.
I mean, I follow some other cats like Sneakernomics, DJ from the DNA.
Yeah, I like DJ the DNA show.
Yeah, you know what is it, Pixel Kick, the Wear Tester, that couple.
Yeah,
and I of course you know I fuck with. With half of the Soul Complex guys, you know, Trinidad.
Those are the biggest. Check out Jay the Sneaker Guy. They call him Mr. Swap It Out.
I've seen Jay the Sneaker Guy before.
Yeah, what he does with laces and releases, dope, bro. He'll make you think outside the box with all kinds of outfits. Like, he's one of the reasons I wear them cream laces in my Off-White 5.
Yeah. I get that.
Like those, I know you got to go with this. You know them UNC ones that just came out maybe last year?
Off-White ones?
No, just played on UNC ones. They came out last year. Yeah, I took them black laces out and put the white laces in, so now they look like North Carolina ones. Oh, bro.
Yeah, you know, I think your guy, if I am remembering correctly, he had like a pair of like the Hair Sevens, and he put like neon green laces in them or some shit.
Yeah,
like
that. Yeah.
I know you're talking about.
And now he got deals with shoelace companies. They just send him shoelaces.
Oh, that's what's up, bro. Hey man, if like right out of high school when I first got like my job and I started buying like shit, I used to be the king of that shit, like getting like Forces and then buy like laces that didn't come with the shoe and it'd be a different color you wouldn't expect. And then like I always had like unique ways that I lace my laces up so it'd be like design patterns.
You know what I'm saying? So I had the braids back then with the designs in them, and then I had the shoelaces with the designs in them. I was good at that.
Right, when we could be creative. Yeah.
And no one really cared because they were just like, they kind of like goofed, like, why the hell are you doing all that? And it's like, I'm just...
Hey, tell them, they don't call you king for nothing.
You know what I'm saying?
Point where I don't actively buy sneakers anymore. When something come along that I like, I'll grab it. But I don't have to buy sneakers anymore. It's more fun buying them for my kids nowadays.
I'm more like, if it's comfortable for me, I'll go ahead and put it on. The pricing or the shoe style, there's only so many sneakers you might wear, especially now that I work from home. That's kind of changed the whole perception.
Now that I'm traveling more, I'm real cognizant of having to take my shoes off in the airport and or, like, if I got to pack shoes, what shoes do I not mind getting potentially messed up in luggage and travel, or something happens and I'm out of the country, or not even out of the country, but just out traveling and not knowing exactly where I'll be at different times. What shoes do I not mind potentially getting messed up and all that? So, yeah. And I'm not even, like, once again, I'm not even big into sneakers as it is. So I'm definitely a function over fashion person when it comes to my shoes.
A lot of it is a nostalgia thing for me. And it's weird. Well, it's funny watching the kids go crazy over these Jordans. They ain't never seen Jordan play a real game. That's funny to me.
Earlier, you were talking about Jordans, and I've never been a fan of Jordans, period. I've never found the shoe attractive, no matter what they were called or who would have potentially endorsed them. But anytime I ever think about getting Jordans, I say, if I ever get a pair of Jordans, I want the ones, but I also know how hard they are to get. So it's just one of those things, like, I just don't care enough to try or to tell myself that it's okay to make that purchase. But, like, the nostalgia factor of, like, these are the first ones, like, I would buy and wear those off the strength of that classic nostalgia.
Yeah, like, certain ones, like, I got the sixes that he won his first championship in. You know, they mean something to me. I got the black fours, right? I got a pair of the cement threes, and because I'm looking for a pair of cement fours, a new pair, just because of Spike Lee, just because of Do the Right Thing, not because of Jordan. You know what I mean? So many cultural things and nostalgia things with these shoes growing up that's why I collect them, especially the threes and the fours. Eyes was the first, and all the Spike Lee commercials. I'm just a fan of the Spike Lee fan. So
which are the ones? Which are the ones from Do the Right Thing? Or are those the fours or the fives?
The fours, the cement fours.
And are those the same ones? Are those the same ones that the Mars Blackman commercial had, or are those the fives?
Those are the very first Mars Blackman.
Okay, yeah. The second one, I don't know the numbers. I just call those the Mars Blackmans, the ones with the netting on the side.
The fives are the ones where he hung them from the neck. The first Mars Blackman ones are the fours that was in Do the Right Thing.
All right, which ones had, like, it was like net on the side of the shoe? Was that the four and the fives, or just or the fours?
No, that's the four. Well, they kind of got them on the fives, but more like on the four. It's more pronounced on the
neck. Yeah. That was a nice conversation. I was just enjoying listening to y'all in the background, like a villain. Y'all are bringing memories with some shoes. Good stuff.
All right, bro. Hey, yo, Sambaza, I'm going to follow you too, bro.
One moment, my Sambaza people. We will be right back. Stay on.
Okay.
It works?
Yeah.
Because that was more natural than one that, you know, manufactured. I'm busy asking you all questions.
You might want to check with him, but as far as me, I don't care.
Hey, I'll check with him as well. But that sounded more natural than one like, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? What do you think about this?
Hello, just tag me, that's all.
Yeah, you're right. But that was a lot of knowledge there.
All right, and that concludes the part two to this chat that we had online regarding sneakers. I hope you enjoyed and looking forward to some more conversations about sneakers. Thank you, Asambazaji. Well, okay, that concludes our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to Sambaza. Stay tuned next week as we'll present to you a new episode. Meanwhile, let's chat through Instagram and Twitter at Sambaza Podcast, or you can send me an email via sambazapodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you want to, you can send me a voicemail message if you have the Anchor app. Let's talk and chat. Peace and love, Wasambazaji.